from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Some people like Chris Emma.
Some people do like Chris Emma. We're three of them. Matt Spiegel, Dan Bernstein, and Barry Rosner.
I think I saw Chris Emma on Rhino Day up in the press box very late in the day. I had been, well, let's just say, hammered for some time at that point.
Let's just
Near the end of the day, I went to visit the press box.
Always a good idea.
Fall off a horse.
Just to see if I knew anybody.
Did you know the mayor of Skokie, just in case?
I think I saw Chris Emma was the point I was going to make, but yeah. I couldn't swear to it at this moment.
Chris Emma, you probably were not hammered in the press box on Ryan Sandberg Day. Do you remember seeing Barry Rosner?
You know, it all makes sense now because I didn't think I would ever see Barry Rosner in a press box again. And I just turn around and he's right behind me. He's saying hi. We're catching up. We had a great conversation, Barry. So the highlight of the season. The pants were off. Mine were on. His were off.
Okay,
you never know with this guy. But yeah, it was wonderful to see you, Barry.
Okay, so that did happen. All right.
It did happen. That was not a bad dream for you.
I was not up there for very long. I wanted to beat the traffic, so I got out of there. But nice.
Hey, Barry, hold all of these thoughts for a second. Chris Emma has the latest on the Chicago Bears for us here on The Score on the afternoon show. Tell us what's going on. What happened up there today, Mr. Emma, sir?
Last practice of training camp / preseason. They are done. They are off for the rest of the weekend. Back to it week one. They got after for just about 2 hours of work today. You saw some good moments from Caleb Williams. You saw a little bit of shuffling for the offensive line, but kind of intentional. Nobody was hurt. One guy was hurt. We'll get to that in a bit, but they were kind of shuffling guys in and out and building up different combinations. So an efficient day of work. It's noticeable when you go from that 90-man limit down to the 53, and it just kind of looks different out there. But one more for the road. They get back to it next week, and week one preparation is well underway.
We have talked plenty about the offense and plenty about Caleb Williams. How good can this defense be, Chris?
You know, you talk to these guys and they keep going on with that common goal, which is to be a top five unit in this league. And what they mean by that, they're very specific with that kind of goal. They're talking about turnovers. They obviously run defense was one of the best in the league last year. They want to be dominant in the pass defense as well. They want to have that kind of defense that changes games. And you talk to any of these players, but Jaquan Brisker in particular, I followed up with him today about that goal, kind of how it's resonated as he talks to his teammates, and this defense really kind of builds that continuity. I was curious to hear what Jaquan Brisker would say. So here is Jaquan Brisker.
Yeah, really just being where our feet are every single day. Just being where our feet are, you know, guys just being consistent. We just got to continue to work hard. And then where I see ourselves today is really just, you know, continue to, you know, get better every single day. You know, we're not where we need to be, but, you know, we're going to get there and, you know, we're going to be a top five defense. And we expect that this year, especially with a rookie quarterback. You know, we're going to have a lot of big shoulders. So every day is, you know, big for us.
What have you seen through one course of camp that leads you to believe you guys can be that top five unit?
Just, you know, our chemistry, the way we're flying around, the way we're making plays, but really the preseason. You know, even though we weren't all out there, you could just see it. The preseason, you know, showed it. We never looked like that my first 2 years. I remember my first 2 years when Mahomes came in here, Josh Allen came in here. They drove down and scored the first touchdown. You look at our first series, it stops after stops. And you look at practice, it stops after stops, turnovers after turnovers. So there's a difference in this defense, and we're not there yet, but we'll continue to get better.
Top five defense, says Jaquan Brisker. The top five defenses in the NFL last year. I mean, you're talking about some of the absolute best teams in the NFL. And if we want to do it by scoring defense, I'm struggling to actually find the stats that I was looking for. So trust me, top five would be very good.
Personally, neither one of us is paying attention.
Neither of you guys are helping me at all.
I wasn't listening to anything that just happened.
No, he was pointing at seeing Grady Sizemore on the television. Like, yeah. Oh, wow. Grady Sizemore.
Then we were watching Xander from left to 14 at the Tour Championship. So I don't know anything that just happened.
All right, good job.
Nor do I care.
Well, I think you should.
Emma's mad at me. Emma's mad because I couldn't remember the name of the Bears long snapper earlier today.
I was yelling at my radio, Dan. I know. Yelling into the speakers.
I know, because you sent me a text because I asked you specifically about it to figure out what's going on, and I didn't repay that respect by remembering the dude's name, even though he's from Chicago and went to Notre Dame.
Scott Daly.
You were off like five syllables too. You're going like an eighth syllable
like
name.
Sean Daly. No, it's just Scott Daly.
Scott there. Daly.
I think I forgot
I think
it again.
Josh, at some point, and I was worried too because I'd been reporting it would be Scott Daly and. I was worried I was totally wrong. You were throwing some weird name out there that I'd never heard, and I was worried for a second.
He's, of course, a Patrick Manley disciple, is Scott Daly.
Not in football, though.
No, just in terms of IPAs and El Caminos.
Golf.
The top five defenses in the NFL last year in terms of scoring, Ravens, Chiefs, Niners, Bills, Cowboys. Yeah, that'd be nice. Do you think it's plausible, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they got continuity on that side of the football, and that's going to go a long way. Now, the key for this group, as we know, is going to be up front, and we saw the difference a guy like Montez Sweat made. You need more than that. You need Jervon Dexter to really take that step. You need complementary rushers as well, whether that's Austin Booker, Daniel Hardy, Dominique Robinson's a name we keep hearing. Obviously, you want more from DeMarcus Walker as well. So you need to have that group working front to back, pass rush to coverage, and really working in concert together. I think they got one of the best secondaries in the league. If you want to play skeptical, and you should at this point, you haven't played a game yet. You want to see that defensive line really take shape. I think they got the potential to do it. I think that defensive line can really be strong for this group. And I think this defense absolutely can be a top five unit, but you want to see this group play as one and really get after it.
I'm curious about the running backs and DeAndre Swift, because we've talked a lot about Caleb. We've talked a lot about what the overall views are and the expectations for the team. What are DeAndre Swift's expectations for the team and for himself?
He's a curious guy. It's been really interesting hearing him talk. He doesn't like talking about his 3 years with the Lions. And I don't know if that's a personal thing or just settling in with now a division rival here with the Bears. He's fine reflecting on his time with the Eagles, but he doesn't like talking about the Lions. And I guess he can understand that a bit. So DeAndre Swift talked today about a bunch of different things, but talked about in particular what he sees of this team, his view of the Bears when he was in the other side of the division in Detroit. And then I kind of pressed him a bit more on those individual goals. So here is DeAndre Swift. You're going to hear a couple cuts from him in one.
Individually, I'm a team success. I feel like that's first and foremost. If we win it, I'm going to be a big part of that in some way, shape, or form. So, team success first.
When you were playing for a different team in the division, what was your perception of the Bears from the outside?
My perception was a team that always plays hard. That's kind of how my perception was. But I feel like now it's a different mentality, a different Chicago Bears team. We're going to see how it unfolds for sure. I'm excited.
What do you want to prove? What do you want to go out there and showcase individually?
Be exactly where I am and why they brought me here. But continue to perform, first and foremost, continue to produce at a high level and put the league on notice.
Barry, you didn't seem to believe DeAndre Swift when he characterized the Bears teams he played against as one that played hard.
All the time? For how many years are
don't
we
you,
talking
Don't you
about?
Miss this? Don't you miss this high form of human communication?
Yeah, this is, the object of a question is to try to get information that you may not already possess or perhaps be surprised by the answer. And, that wasn't occurring right there. At all. So I sort of stopped paying attention. But yeah, I did roll my eyes. Sorry.
Okay.
Chris.
No, it's okay.
I feel like we're torturing Rosner with this press conference clips. He did decades of this. Now he's back here and he's got to listen to
no,
all this.
Don't feel bad, Chris. I'm really not listening. Don't worry about it.
You know, we may need an appearance from old sports writer. You ever see him? Is he around?
Wait. I just heard him. I just heard him out in the hall.
Was he there?
I'm sorry.
I just heard him out in the
hall. I'm sorry. This last hour hasn't been it.
No. Old Earth Sports. We should change it.
Oldest.
Well, this is the truth.
And perhaps still alive, but I can't be sure.
This is how it works.
Can't be sure.
I don't know either.
My dad tells jokes about old people, and the age keeps getting older as he gets older. He's now 91.
And he's making fun of old people.
He's making it. 95-year-old guy goes to a sperm bank. You know that joke. Don't you?
Chris Emma does.
Yeah. I'll give it to you real quick, Chris. He goes to the sperm bank, a 95-year-old guy. They're surprised to see him come in. They give him the jar, and he goes back behind a curtain, and he's back there for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. He comes out, and he says to the person at the counter, look, I tried everything. I tried my left hand. I tried my right hand. I tried both hands. I just can't open the jar.
That deserved a rim shot,
but that's
okay.
Thank you, Swerve.
And then we can eat some, if you know what I'm talking about.
Bottle.
Yeah, and now we're back to the Maui story.
It's sort of like when we're on the golf course, and my dad, and people in front of these old people in front of us, and my dad would be like, oh, my God, Zadie, hurry it up. I'm like, Dad, you're 80.
Right, exactly.
You are 80.
They got to punch down.
Yeah, no, and he looked at me, and he said, Danny, we mock what we will become.
Oh, boy.
100%.
Yeah. That's it's heavy. True. Thank you for that.
I was like, oh, yeah, thanks a lot.
I mean, I think the natural follow-up to that is to see what Richard Hightower had to say about the Bears. About the Bears special team.
I'd rather talk about eating rib.
No, but this is interesting. HT or HMAC, Richard Hightower.
Here's Richard Hightower, HMAC.
HMAC. I mean, we've got it appears we're going to have a scrap heap long snapper in Scott Daly snapping it to a rookie Australian punter in Torrey Taylor, right? I mean, and then when he's not doing that, then the snapping battery at the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Line of scrimmage is going to be Coleman Shelton and Caleb Williams. There's a lot of new parts for Bears fans to understand here, Chris.
Yeah, and hearing from Richard Hightower, you kind of, and you're going to hear this in a sec, really broke down the difficulty it is of incorporating a new long snapper, especially at this point in camp. Now, some context, they did have Cameron Lyons as their other snapper in camp. They let him go. Frankly, I think Daly's just the better option. I think that's kind of what they saw. They ultimately made a decision, better bring in somebody new to replace Patrick Skills rather than keeping Cameron Lyons in there and having somebody they thought wasn't as strong of an option. But Richard Hightower broke down the complexities that go with that snapping battery. So here's Richard Hightower.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something we're going to have to work on. It is extremely challenging. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. A lot of people think that you just snap, hold, kick, and the ball goes through the uprights. But there's a lot of different things that play into that. The laces, the lean on the ball, the wind, how you tilt the ball can change the direction and the flight pattern of the ball. How you snap the ball can change that. How you hold the ball can change that. The steps on the kicker's operation can change that. So it's just something that we're going to have to work through, and we feel great about it. We feel great about the fact that we were able to get Scott, and they're gonna work good together. We're excited about it.
Do you think, Barry, that you could be a long snapper if you were asked to come into Bears camp?
I believe that's one thing I could do without severely injuring myself.
You do, right? Because they don't have to block. They barely, and they're not allowed to tackle, right? They're not allowed to run down and tackle these days. I don't think they are.
Well, that's a new rule then if they are not allowed to play football anymore.
They
I wasn't
change
aware
a lot of
that.
Rules.
I know the kickoff thing is very complicated, and I didn't watch any preseason games, so I don't even know what that is.
But you can't touch the long snapper when their head's down. That's what the rule is. They can move down the field and tackle.
Thank you, Shane.
They're still allowed to play football?
If they want to, yeah. Manley never did, but they the new guys can.
Did he just trash Pat Manley? Is that what just happened?
No, I would never. I don't believe he would ever do that.
No.
Okay. Then I'm not. I don't want to do that.
Okay. I'm glad I asked. Chris, all right. So good. So we heard about that from Richard Hightower, and we'll see how it develops. And tell people what else has happened in terms of the.
I appreciate you trying to get me into the conversation, Spiegel. But I genuinely don't care.
Yeah. No, I regret it.
I really don't.
Believe me, I regret it. So where are we on the 53-man roster between what the cutdowns were and now here today? We've had some changes already, haven't we, Chris?
Yeah, so the one to keep an eye on will be Scott Daly. He was signed to the practice squad today, not to the 53. So you have up until the Saturday of week one to make your determinations as to who comes down. Somebody will have to be released from the 53. Daly bumps back up. You fill out the rest of the practice squad today. Two releases from that group as well. And we'll see. You know, guys could pop up still on the waiver wire. Somebody may appear this weekend. But I think they're pretty well set heading into week one.
I could be wrong, but this sort of has the feel of the Joe Kamak, Todd Pratt conversation from the final week of spring training 1995, mm-hmm. when Joey Reeves was trying to get me into this back and forth about who it should be, and I actually began talking to him about it and then realized what was happening and said, "What the hell is wrong with you? We're going home soon. Stop it. Finish your work and let's get out of here."
Yeah, no, that's as someone who has been a Bears beat guy at the very, very end, especially, Chris, this long a training camp with this much anticipation, the Hall of Fame game, when if we really are like three long snappers deep into the conversation, we all need our heads examined.
I like how serious it is, though. I like how serious Matt is taking
it. Thank you very much.
And I like how serious Chris is taking it when, honestly, no one listening cares.
By the way, Todd Pratt, 14-year MLB career.
Did he? I know he went to the World Series with the Mets, didn't he?
14 years the man played.
Joe Kamak was actually a pretty good receiver of the baseball. He didn't really do anything else well, but he did do that well.
He did indeed play for the Mets in the World Series against the Yankees. Do you have any delicious Bears nuggets for us, Chris, Emma?
I do. Keenan Allen, Tevin Jenkins were among those sidelined from practice today. Ryan Poles didn't seem concerned about either of those. We'll keep an eye on those as the injury report comes out week one. Good news was Ryan Bates appeared to be ramping up. He was dealing with a groin injury. Saw him running. He worked in through some drills with the one offense. He slid right into left guard. So that's your Ryan Bates return update. We'll see kind of where he stands next week. Scott Daly will wear number 46 on your program. Same numbers, Al Bobrovsky, Chris Harris, among many Bears dignitaries, and, of course, the great Doug Plank.
Thank you. I was about to yell at you.
Yeah, how I was that not the first one? How's that not the first one mentioned, Chris?
He was building drama.
Absolutely.
Yeah, nice, it was a comedy bit. You ever heard of something like that?
If I could take a moment, too, to salute the Torrey Taylor punting. I saw a punt I've never seen before. I learned it's called a banana punt.
Tell us.
And it was from about 50 or so yards out. You kick the ball kind of like a rugby angle, more side to side. And it essentially just dropped right inside the 5-yard line. It's one of the most impressive punts I've ever seen. This is as they're going on the far field away. I got just distracted by Torrey Taylor punting. He looks pretty good. He's the real deal.
It's not a banana punt.
Bananas.
I love them.
Well, here's the thing. Barry, if you don't know, they have this punter from Australia by way of Iowa who appears to have reinvented punting.
He comes from another country.
Well, no, there's a lot of Australian rules.
You don't mean like Australia, California.
No.
You mean Australia, the country.
The actual Australia.
The big Australia.
But he appears to be able to control the spin with these different style punts that he has and just make the ball stop dead like Emma is describing, or bounce and go out left, or bounce and go out right. It seems like he's figured out a way to reinvent this skill that has been around for 90 years.
I don't doubt it. He just said it was
reinventing
one of the greatest.
Anything.
He just said it was one of the greatest punts he'd ever seen in his life.
Right.
And I started laughing to myself, thinking I don't remember any great punts I've ever seen in my life, in my whole life.
Well, Cole Kmet said he has both a 9-iron and a 6-iron, and he can pull out whatever he needs.
How would you, I mean, to put spin on a six iron like that?
That's what I thought too. If Cole Kmet's putting spin on a six iron, I want to see him play.
And Barry, I drafted him in the fourth round.
They drafted the punter
in the fourth round.
Yeah, this is great. We get to tell Barry about current sports events.
That's fantastic. I can thanks, Shane. I care. I can draw a six iron and I can fade a six, but I can't really spin a six iron.
But being able to draw and fade it is pretty good, though.
Well, I don't know. For me, the longer the iron, the easier it is to turn it over. Mm. I mean, it's
by the way, Barry, this is what we talked about when I saw you. We talked a lot of golf, so just catching you up on that conversation from 2 months ago.
Is it what really? I mean,
you were drunk. You don't remember.
You're not a golfer, though, Chris. Are you?
I am a golfer. I'm an avid golfer. And that was my last nugget. Because I got two tee times set for the weekend off.
It was clearly a memorable conversation, Chris. Yes.
All I was thinking about was Taco Bell. That's all I had in mind at that moment was, I really need to eat some Taco Bell.
Is that where you went? Did you go?
Yes.
Can I segue naturally back to Keenan Allen and his cleat?
And how much he loves the cheesy gordita crust.
His cleat issue.
How hard Spiegel's trying. Hey, man. This is really serious
Somebody's
stuff.
Somebody's got to, Barry.
This is radio.
Because this is serious stuff, Bernsie, and we've got to get to it before this segment is over.
I know, but we need your Mount Rushmore of top five elite quarterbacks.
Hold on. Bernsie's on his ninth hour of work today. You haven't hosted a show in 14 years. I got to drive a Bears report here on the Score Afternoon
it's
show.
It's happening.
And damn it, he's going to turn this Bears report around if we don't stop our hijinks.
That's exactly right. Am I supposed to believe that Keenan Allen's foot was just an issue with his cleat, like his shoe hurt or something? That's concerning, Chris.
Yeah, it sounds like he got hurt because of a cleat issue. It doesn't seem like it's anything significant. I've seen him out of practice, no limp. He's just kind of doing work to the side. Look, he's also entering year 12, but he doesn't need these last doses of practice.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of people watching this preseason game saying he looks slow out there. Doesn't look like he's going full speed because he's not. He doesn't need the preseason. I'm curious to see him week one. I think he'll be fine. I think he's going to have a big year for this team.
All right, and you said Ryan Bates was slotted in at left guard. If Ryan Bates is healthy, does he play week one? And for who?
So, yeah, he was only slotting in with Tevin Jenkins out in some kind of limited capacity. It's more the headline is that he's healthy now or he's getting healthy. We'll see if he's full go next week, but good signs. That's your key depth in the interior.
Yeah, so Coleman Shelton, you think starting center week one at this point, right?
Yeah, the offensive line's pretty much set. I mean, left to right, Jones, Jenkins, if assuming he is good to go for next week. Mm-hmm. Shelton is your center. Davis, assuming he's good to go, period.
He's interested.
Right guard. And then Darnell Wright at right tackle.
All right, good stuff, Chris. Thank you so much for tolerating this ridiculousness.
I apologize.
Me
for
too.
All of it.
Sorry, Chris. And sorry I don't remember our conversation, but I was overserved.
I look forward to the next one. Take care, guys.
Thank you. That's Chris Emma right there on 670 The Score. Coach Dave Wanstead is going to join this party at 5 o'clock.
I'm like Lieutenant Weinberg. I have no responsibilities here whatsoever.
But Lieutenant Weinberg?
I was on a plane from Miami in 93, and when that moment happened, I laughed out loud.
Of course you should.
And everybody around me looked at me like there was something wrong with me. When Nicholson yelled, "You, Lieutenant Weinberg!
Oh, it's dripping!
You little Jew!"
Exactly.
I laughed out loud.
Who's going to protect America? You, Jew Jewington, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, Shane! Believe
and Weinberg's
me.
Like,
"I want a break. I'm trying."
Weinberg's like, "I'm sitting here.
What do I get?
We never even spoke to each other.
What I do?"
We're going to talk about something that Barry Rosner actually knows about.
But he was reading Talmud when they cut to him, which I thought was a little much.
That's not what doesn't have anything to do with my tease. It's a sports thing that we're going to talk about when we come back. Spiegs and Rosner and Bernstein still for some reason on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.